This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you guys seen these Amazon glasses? You remember the Google glasses that came out a while back and you could go places and, you know, record everything or whatever? Whatever happened to the Google glasses? I don't know. I haven't heard hide nor hair about them. It was a big deal when they came out, and you could even get them to, you could be like a beta tester. And I almost got a pair as a beta tester. And you just go around and do your normal routine, and Google would gather all this data or whatever. I don't know what happened. I'm curious. Maybe we could look it up. But now Amazon's got glasses. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I wear glasses, none that spy on you, just some that help me to see, to give me clear vision. And I hope that's what we do on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us, or kjradio.com if you want to write to us. Either way, we love hearing from you. So I got this story. Amazon patented a pair of augmented reality goggles that could be used to keep a close eye on its employees. Now, Jeff Bezos is under fire already because this guy is now worth like $100 billion and or more. He may be the richest guy in the world now. I'm not sure. And they're saying his employees, some big percentage of his employees in various areas, like I know in Arizona, are on welfare. Like 25-30% of them are on welfare, and they work for Amazon. And this guy is amassing a bigger and bigger fortune and doing more and more. He reminds me of Lex Luthor. Think about it. Look at him and tell me you don't see Lex Luthor. He appears to be magnanimous. But he's figuring out how to take those fractional pennies and put them into his bank account. And this dude is worth over $100 billion. What do you do with that money? Leftists are always complaining about having too much money. Why not make Jeff Bezos have to, you know, get away from some of that money? I mean, I personally say you should earn what you earn. But the left are the ones who say he needs a cap, so let's cap him. Let's start taking that money away. He's got to deal with the Postal Service and let him ship you product on Amazon Prime for practically free. Many companies are now complaining about it, saying this is a monopoly. And, oh, that's just good business practice. Oh, really? To wrap up the Postal Service and make them lose money that we ultimately have to make up? I don't see that as good business. I see that as, no, Amazon, we are nulling and voiding the contract. The Postal Service is not here as a profit engine for you, and you're going to have to get with the program and make it open to everybody. Make it a bidding process for all I care. But don't let this guy take advantage of us. And now he's going further because he's got this wearable computing device. They say it will overlay turn-by-turn directions on the Google screen, showing employees where to place certain items in one of its fulfillment centers. So it knows how fast you're going, you're walking. If you're slow walking a package over to the warehouse, it knows, hey, you better stop pimp-stepping and get it moving along there, buddy. They say the goggles laid out in the patent have raised the ire of privacy advocates who believe they could be used for far more nefarious purposes. We alluded to this story a while back, and I said, there's no doubt it will be used for nefarious purposes. Since when, I mean, you're an employee of a company, and what do you do with your company? Do you work 24/7? In other words, are you 100% working when it's time to work? If you're a truck driver and you're waiting in the parking lot, do you pick up your phone and play a game? What's Jeff Bezos going to do? Oh, we're going to dock you for that time. If you're a limo driver, the limo drivers that pick me up for Fox, they take you somewhere. They got to sit there and wait. What are they supposed to do? Are you going to monitor what they do? I mean, this thing, talk about pervasive. Now, personally, I don't care. I think in many cases, I'm not standing up for Bezos on this, but as an employer, there are times you do want to know what your employees are doing. I'm sick, kid. Oh, okay, hey, man, hope you feel better. Then they're out on the beach somewhere. But give me them Amazon glasses. Get your big old butt off the beach. I know exactly where you are. And trust me, this is going to be the norm. You're going to see glasses that mimic your cell phone where you can Skype. You look over and hit, you know, look over and just see the Skype thing and go and wink. And then you can start Skyping with your kids or go be at a baseball game. You want to talk about an intrusion to privacy. Man, I say growing up today as a kid, you can forget it. Your parents will know everything, man. They got things to know where your phone is. Oh, I'm going to leave my phone with my friend. No. I can turn on the camera and know that the phone has been left somewhere and don't act like you're studying. And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on. It's bizarre. We talked about the homeless getting these implants. Now, have you seen, not homeless, yeah, there are homeless implants, but there are some employees doing it, doing an implant. So, you know, checks in, check out. Wow. Privacy advocates. They say Amazon came under fire for its working conditions at its fulfillment warehouses, with employees complaining they're sometimes unable to get a break during the day, even to go to the restroom. Leave them goggles on in the restroom, because Jeff Bezos wants to know what you're working with. Yeah, boy, this is interesting. Technology has empowered and enabled workplaces throughout human history, an Amazon spokesperson said in a statement. Smart glasses and heads-up displays are already helping people in a lot of ways, providing doctors with information to perform surgery, drivers with information to help them drive safely, athletes with information to achieve their goals. I can see good things coming out of this. For example, if it's watching you and you suddenly start to doze off as a driver, and those glasses go, wake up, stop doing that, don't make us call the home office, you know, or something like that. Or turn on some music, turn off your air conditioner, pull over, bomb, warning, Will Robinson. They say, we're always thinking of ways that innovation can further improve the employee experience. Unless they're going to put movies that certain, those glasses can serve me Coke and a popcorn, Coca-Cola for you leftists, not cocaine, Coca-Cola and a popcorn, I don't want to be monitored. Now, I'm going to tell you this, because I'm a hard worker, but work hard, play hard. Sometimes, I put in 85-hour weeks when I was an engineer, and then when it was time for comp time, which we were given, then I don't want you knowing what I'm doing. I might be working on a home project, because I've done it before. I built a descrambler for cable back in the day. Oh, yeah, I was stealing cable. Anyway, long story. It was back when, you know, cable was jacking with us. Yeah, man, this is a... They filed this patent back in 2017, and this... I can see the potential for worry, especially with a guy like Lex Luthor, Jeff Bezos. He's not doing this for the good of humanity. He's doing this for the good of Jeff Bezos. That's what I figured out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Should we do a trade recap? You know what I mean when I say trade? I'm talking about international trade. Trade deficit recap. What Donald Trump promised when he took office, where he says, we're going to take this massive trade deficit, we're going to shrink it down, we're going to renegotiate these trade deals, we're going to bring productivity back to America, and here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to negate NAFTA. I'm going to negotiate separately with Mexico and China. He says, I'm not going to get us anywhere near the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, trade with Asia. We will be in no part of that. We will renegotiate with the EU. We are not going to negotiate as a bloc. We will negotiate with each country individually based on our specific needs. Welcome, everybody. That's how we do this show. I want each of you to call me, write me, whatever, with your specific needs. This show is not meant for you to take what I say massively and go, here's what Kevin is telling you to do. It is meant for you to interpret, determine, do you like what you hear or not? Maintain your opinion, use this to bolster it, to, you know, poke holes in it, whatever, or to negate it. Or to say, you know what, Kevin Jackson, I don't believe a word you say. I don't care how you do it. All I care is that you're here. And we can have dialogue. And if you don't believe me, call the show, 844-551-8255. I'm happy to talk to you. Trade recap. The left claimed that President Trump was going to get us into a trade war. Do you remember this conversation? What's he doing? It'll be Armageddon. People will not want to trade with America. I saw an article that said America can make everything it needs in the country. We don't need to do anything outside of this country. Nothing. Not a thing. Is it helpful if that we do go outside the country? Yes. You want to buy diamonds? You don't want to deal with South Africa and De Beers? You got a problem. But we don't need any more diamonds. They may shoot up for a bit. People may go, you know what? I'll have a cubic zirconia or a moissanite. But we can still get along without diamonds. Because we have our own. We can do industrial diamonds. We do diamond mine here. Don't think we don't. We just don't do it to the degree that maybe they have them in South Africa. But we don't need anything from outside. But these people, here get us in a trade war. We won't be able to get our washing machines and our vending machines and our whatever. What else will we be afraid of? Soybeans. No, we have lots of soybeans. But the idea that we're not going to get refrigerators or washers and dryers or whatever, I find ridiculous. Okay, big deal. So we don't get everything we want when we want, and we may pay a little bit of a higher price. It is a small price to pay to get our money back into this economy. And that's what Donald Trump said he's going to do. He said, I'll get our money back. And so, I think this is what bugs me the most. Leftists are too stupid to know that we've been losing a trade war for decades. Now consider that they pretend not to know that America's been losing this war in such a big way that they're afraid when we enter the so-called war. That should scare you to death. What kind of leadership is that? The United States has the world's largest trade deficit. Are you aware of this? How long do you think that's been in place? How long do you think we've had the largest trade deficit? I want you guys, you, how long? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, how long do you think it's been since we've had the largest trade deficit in the world? And once we had it, we haven't relinquished it. You want to put a guess? 30 years? 35 years? What about you? 40 years? You just said 40 because he said 35. All right, Price is Right. All right. What do you think, audience? I'm going to give you time to just contemplate it. So let's go back. We're talking 2018. So if you go back to the beginning of the year, the year 2000, it would be almost 20 years or 18 years, right? Go back another 20 years into 1980, it would be 38 years, right? What if I told you it was 1975? Okay? 1975. So for 43 years, we have had the largest trade deficit on the planet. This year, it was, or I should say last year, 2017, it was $566 billion. Now, I don't need to tell you imports to exports. What I can tell you is this. We imported $566 billion more product than we exported. That's what you can count on. Here's what another article. The U.S. trade deficit in goods without services was $810 billion. We exported $1.551 trillion in goods. Biggest, commercial aircraft, automobiles, and food. We imported $2.361 trillion. Largest expenditures, automobiles, petroleum, and cell phone. Now, here's what's interesting. We don't need to import petroleum from anybody. But we must be some cell phone using son of a guns. Now, let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen with the cell phone imports when Apple builds that big fat plant where they're building it in Wisconsin? Think it's going to impact that business? I went even further. I did a little bit more research. And I want to get to Canada here in a minute. But I did research on our trade deficit. Since the year 2000, our trade deficit is $9.58 trillion. It was bigger than our economy, in other words, our debt, almost bigger than our debt when Obama took office. In the year 2000, since the year 2000 till now, we've had a trade deficit that amounts to almost $10 trillion. the entirety of our debt almost since when Obama took office. Now, I want you to imagine putting half of that from 2000 to this year, so roughly almost 18 plus years. If we put half of that over the next 20 years, if we put half of that back into our economy, $5 trillion back into our economy, what is that going to mean? You get what I'm saying? Guys, these are not rounding errors. There's a lot of zeros that come to a trillion. What is it, 15? Do the math. Anyway, our trading partners, they say, are going to be afraid. They don't want to deal with us, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, they are. All of the above. And they should be afraid. They very should be afraid. When you've been screwing over your trade partner for 18 years, it's a shock to learn that now it's time for you to get your butt kicked. And that's what Canada and Mexico are beginning to face. I love it that the left continues to say, Donald Trump is not going to get his well paid for. Mexico is not going to do anything. Mexico is going to do what Donald Trump tells it to do. It has no choice. I want to stick on Canada for right now because we'll go into Mexico in a minute. Canada has an $18 billion deficit with us. But here's what AP reported. About 75% of China's exports go to the U.S. So the tariff threat looms large after Trump snubbed China and reached a preliminary deal with Mexico. Now, he did this because He snubbed Canada because Canada raised all of its taxes on our liquor, our cars. It's already got high tariffs on all these things, but it raised them. And Donald Trump said, okay, no problem. I'm going to deal with Mexico. 75% of what you ship comes to us. We'll see who wins this war.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
if confirmed to the Supreme Court, and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
Facebook and Twitter CEOs are also testifying today on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, America and trade. Since 1975, we have run the largest trade deficit in the world, bar none. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking trade. I said in the last segment, I gave you that as a touch point. A data point. Here's another one. We have spent almost $10 trillion in other people's products since the year 2000 alone. That was larger than our national debt when Barack Obama took over. And nobody has wanted to address it. I just want you to think of how stupid your leadership has to be to just say, we concede we're going to be bigger consumers than we are shippers of things. 350 million people in a world of 7.5 billion, and we concede that we're going to consume more than the rest of the world. Think about that. We take all the United States out. There's still 7 billion people in the world, and we can't figure out how to have a trade surplus? With everything that we make, the level of ingenuity that comes from your minds? That's people being intellectually lazy. We can out-manufacture. We can outdo anything that we put our minds to. And we say, oh, no, it's cheaper to do it in China. It's cheaper to do it here. There is no financial, there's no economic model that you can give me that says we can't bring, I'm talking about just to satisfy our own stuff. So let me put it to you this way. You can make a product in China and ship it over here cheaper than we can make it here because of people go, well, Kevin, it's because of our labor rates. Okay, great. Labor's a big piece of it. But manufacturing has become so automated. You're telling me that if I have a plant that can satisfy, that can produce $5 billion worth of product with 50 people, that the labor is my issue? You don't know jack about economics, and you don't know jack about manufacturing. As a person who is an expert in manufacturing and what these plants are capable of, what I will tell you is you can automate to such a degree that you barely need humans. Look at the new warehouse that Amazon built. That is distribution, okay? Just so you understand, warehousing is on the supply side. So that's distribution. If you have a bunch of robots that can go and pick and place, and you don't need humans anymore climbing up on scaffolding to get a product off, and you can have a completely automated robotic system, you only need 3 or 4 people to run a distribution center that maybe needed 100 before. You're telling me we can't do that more efficiently when we take the human element out? When we're talking about artificial intelligence and things like this, and you want me to believe that China is the answer? Go back and look at how things used to be made with printed circuit boards back in the old days, in the dark ages, when I came out of college with punch cards and all that. When we used to wire wrap, you probably don't even know what that term is, but we would take wires wrap it and route it over to this, to another semiconductor, and that board went into something. Let me just put it this way. An 18 by 18 board that used to be represent a computer and had wire wrap on it that was about a, needed an inch between boards so you could put them into, slide them into a tray. That thing is the size of a pinhead at best. And you're telling me that with our level of manufacturing, we got to be manufacturing. If you want toys and a bunch of other crap like that, you want to manufacture that in China, have at it. You want high-tech stuff, there is nobody better than the United States. We could easily take back manufacturing, bring it over here from what we do in South Korea, what we do in Malaysia, what we do in anywhere, and put it right back here and not miss a beat. And with the money we spend on trade, we'd have so much money left over. Are you kidding me? And so they talk about a trade war. Canada, $18 billion upside down with us, meaning they're getting more money from us than we get from them. And they want to enter into a trade war, and you wonder why Trudeau called Donald Trump right after Mexico and goes, you know what, President Trump, we would really like to sit down with you and renegotiate China. Because Trump says, look, if all I do is tax their cars, we win. Trump put it right out there. I know how to hurt you so fast it'll make your head spin, Trudeau. I will tax your vehicles and you will come running to me. And even the threat of that was enough to get China to get off their butts. 75% of China's exports come to the United States. So you tell me who's going to win. What percentage of our exports do you think go to China? It would be a rounding error in the equation of our exports. Of our $1.6 or $1.8 billion, trillion dollars that we export every year, or whatever the number is, $1.3, $1.5 trillion, what do you think? Whatever the number is to Canada is a joke. We're 75% of your exports? Yeah, let's play that game. And the left go, hey, he's making a mistake. What's he going to do? What he's going to do is he's going to validate once again just how silly and feckless our leadership was that didn't do negotiation on this for 8 years. The same way Barack Obama didn't bring a single POW's remains home from North Korea in 8 years. The same way Barack Obama did not institute talks with North Korea for 8 years. The same way Barack Obama watched manufacturing jobs go offshore and did nothing about it for 8 years and concede that it was never going to be the same. The same way that Barack Obama said our economy would be have a hard time getting over a 2 GDP when we just got revised numbers that said it went from 4.1 to 4.2, and the analysts are already saying this is going to be an even bigger GDP in the next quarter. That's the same group of people that want you to believe that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing on trade. The ones who believed that Barack Obama was a god. Well, if you're going to measure God by that standard, then Trump must be a god, because he's so much better. Get over yourselves, leftists. You made a mistake. These people are talking about Canadian businesses boycotting our stuff. Boycott! They're going to boycott California wines. They're going to boycott American ketchup. They're going to boycott stuff in protest of the U.S. Canadians have canceled vacations to the United States, they said. Do it all, Canada. Because in the end, let me tell you something, you are going to lose. You cannot beat us. As much as you may want to, you are little brother. You're never going to beat up big brother. And even when you become a man, big brother's always going to be able to kick your butt. He's always going to be the one you have to look up to. And you know what you should be doing, Canada? I'm speaking to you right now. Pay attention. You should be grateful that you have a big brother like the United States. The one who protects your butt. The one who protects you and your little half-brother, the little Mexicans down south that you don't seem to care a lot about. You want us to, Canada, oh, look at our health care system. Your health care system sucks. Your multiculturalism sucks. Nobody knows who you are. It's Canadians. What are you? Eh? What are you? Huh? You don't know who you are. Donald Trump called him out. Hey, we like you. You're family. But you're not treating us like family, and you're no longer, Big Brother is no longer going to make you loans. Let me tell you my Big Brother story. My Big Brother, Larry, I used to go to Larry. I need 20 bucks or something. I say, hey, Larry, can you loan me $20 so I get paid? Yeah, man, here you go, Kev. Loan $20. It'll take me, you know, paying back in a week. Get my paycheck. Boom. So 20 went to 50. 50 went to 100. A couple times I was having trouble making my rent in college. I said, hey, bro, you know, can you loan me a couple $100 so I can make rent? I'll pay back when I get my check. Yeah, yeah, Kev, here you go. Boom. Then, I don't remember when it happened, but at some point it got to around 1,000. Hey, Larry, can you loan me $1,000? And my brother said, yeah, I'll loan it to you, but you need to come see me. Because normally we would do these transactions. It would be just, yeah, man, I'll get it to you, you know, whatever. I'll leave it in an envelope at the school, or I'll leave it at the house or whatever. He says, no, you need to come see me. And I said, oh, okay. But I got you, but just come see me. So I went to see my big brother, and he told me this. He says, so Kev, he goes, for a series of time here, you've asked me for 20 bucks. Occasionally, you asked me for 50 bucks. You asked me for 100 bucks. You asked me for a couple hundred bucks, and now you need 1,000. He says, so I think it's time that we talk. And I go, okay. And he goes, I'm going to give you the 1,000. He says, but this is the last thing you get from me. Because you got to start showing fiscal responsibility. And I'm like, what? I pay you back? He goes, yeah. But you're paying me back. But you're not showing me that you are building up the chest, the war chest, to be able to forego this on your own. And that I'm not going to tolerate. You got to start learning that I'm not your bank. And I was like, at first sort of offended, right? Because hey, you're my bro, man. He goes, no, it's not about that, man. I love you to death. I've always been there for you and will be. But this is the lesson you have to learn right now. Because next time it'll be 5,000, then 10,000, and then where's my limit? And who are you going to go to? And I thought about that and said, there's nobody to go to. And so I became fiscally responsible. And believe it or not, my brother wanted to buy a house. He had money trapped in his 401k that he didn't want to take a hit on. And he says to me, Kev, can you give me the money to make this down payment on my house? And I'll get it back to you at the first of the year. And I was able to do it years later. You want to know why? Because my brother taught me fiscal responsibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gore visits downtown L.A. as the Trump administration feuds with California over environmental regulations.
So if he's watching this, what's your message to President Trump when it comes to climate?
Oh, my only message would be resign. I mean, I don't mean to be flippant about it. I don't think he is prepared to listen to advice about the importance of clean air and clean water.
Poor Al Gore. I would tell you I feel sorry for him, but I don't. He's gotten filthy rich.
We need to tax carbon. We need carbon tax. It's a carbon tax. Look at what's going on in the world.
Wow. That dude was almost your president. He was your vice president. That's the lunacy that gets promoted. And you better be afraid of that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. He wants Trump to resign. The president who has been the best president in the history of this country, and Al Gore says he needs to resign. That tells you all you need to know right there, doesn't it? There are many other people talking about Donald Trump. He's in trouble. Talking about, and even the president himself said, what do you want to talk? What resistance do you think there is? How are you going to resist me? But before I get into his part, I want to tell you, I want to play a montage. We played earlier that of Donald Trump being in trouble. Okay.
The walls are closing in.
I think at this point, the walls are spinning.
The legal walls are closing in on Donald Trump.
It feels like we are finally at a tipping point. The walls are closing in on President Trump.
The walls, meanwhile, are closing in on the President of the United States. The walls closing in on President Donald Trump.
They're spinning, too.
We could have gone on for an hour or two with that kind of montage. We kept it short for you. Here to react right now, we're going to bring in Chris Steyerwald, Fox News digital politics editor. They're not just closing in, Chris. They're spinning. Okay, I don't know how many walls are left. I don't know how much space he's got left. But how far and how long can you go with that narrative until they run out of runway?
The walls are closing in. And another group said Donald Trump was afraid of the investigation and what the Mueller report was going to have and all this. And I say, let them. The more they put the fear out there, the more, oh my gosh, boy, you just don't know. Oh boy. The more you get vindicated. Donald Trump has zero fear of the left. He now understands. Every single day, this dude gets more and more entrenched in government, and he understands. You can watch his evolution. He knew that things were crooked. He knew it. But what you're seeing now is him going, boy, we just peel back a new layer. Yep, just peel back a new layer. Mm-hmm. And every time they do it, he comes out firing. And he fires so much that the media finds themselves defensive.
How's he calling us fake media? That's terrible. How can he say that about us? Oh, my gosh. This is awful.
And Trump goes, no, it isn't. It's a fact. Fake news. And he doesn't let up. He doesn't let up to the point where they don't know how to react. May have armed security. People don't like the media. And down every rally, every time he gets on. Yeah, but the fake news media, the fake witch hunt of Mueller, the fake this. And you know what people are beginning to understand? Just how true it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Not only will Donald Trump not resign, do we need to find the clip of that guy who says, look, folks, get used to the reality that Trump will win again in 2020. Well, I'm telling you, get used to the reality that Donald Trump will carry the Republicans through and win the House yet again. He will maintain the House, the Senate. He will appoint at least one more Supreme Court justice during his next 6+ years. And he's going to appoint multiple federal judges. The district judges that he's going to bring up are going to remake America. And suddenly you're going to start seeing signs like Hollywood not doing stupid things and not talking about him. You're going to start hearing more people go, you know, we got to give President Trump a fair chance. You know, first 4 years, he did pretty good. And, you know, and so I think we really have to change. You're going to watch this wholesale change. And I'm going to tell you when it's going to occur. In his second, leading up to his second election cycle, you're going to watch people start coming out of their shell going, And let me tell you why that's going to occur. Because the economy is going to be even better. Now, I saw a book. Kevin, there's a book that's coming out, and a guy, he's predicted all these doom and gloom cycles, and he's been right 1,000% of the time or whatever. Okay, great. He will be wrong this time. He will be wrong. The United States economy is going to continue to improve. You're going to see a stock market that at some point will hit 30,000 points during the era of Donald Trump, probably a number most people thought it wouldn't hit for decades. It's going to hit that number. You're going to feast in the market. You're going to feast on your job. Your children are going to feast, and everybody's going to feast. And while that's happening, Donald Trump's going to go out and create more markets. And that's what the left doesn't understand. He's going to create markets in Africa. He's going to create markets in North Korea. He's going to strengthen markets in other countries. He's going to grow the pie. And people are going to start to get happier. Even the Muslims may find themselves, you know, canceling a few jihads, or at least postponing them, because they're going to even start to build tent cities in their otherwise, you know, goat-crapping land. That's what's going to happen. Don't believe the nonsense, folks. But they say Donald Trump's in trouble. Oh, yeah, he's in big trouble. Who was it? They said he was scared. We played a clip earlier. They go, Donald Trump is scared. Here's Donald Trump on the resistance.
Call themselves the resistance. That's what they're good at. Resisting and obstructing. They are obstructionists. Every day they are resisting the will of the American people and trying to undermine the verdict of our democracy delivered so strongly in 2016, like never before delivered. The most remarkable thing about the modern Democrat Party is how truly undemocratic they really have become, right? The so-called resistance is mad because their ideas have been rejected by the American people. And we're really we're getting rid of those bad ideas one by one so fast. And it is driving them crazy. They're the old and corrupt globalist ruling class that squandered trillions of dollars on foreign adventures. They don't want to build a wall here, although we've started, but it's not easy. But they'll build walls in other countries. They'll create borders in other lands so far away. But over here, let everybody pour in, and we don't worry about the crime. It's a disgrace.
President Trump is right. It is a disgrace. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So When I look at all these things that these guys want to resist and whatever else that they feel that is going on with them, it's a crack up to me because none of it's going to work. I tweeted out, I said, look at all the things that the Democrats have done to the president. I'm talking about fake news, witch hunts, Mueller trying to indict his lawyer. His lawyer was supposed to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Remember this? Oh, he's now cooperating. And Lanny Davis comes out and says, we never said that Donald Trump had gone to the meeting, so we need to walk that back. And CNN kept going. Look at that. Manafort was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. He'll turn on Trump. Cohen had tapes. He's got actual undercover tapes in the left. Oh, let's wait and hear those tapes. And those tapes, Donald Trump says, hey, look, we've done nothing wrong. If you got to pay somebody, pay them. But we've done nothing wrong. And they're like, wow. It wasn't a, let's figure out what we can do. How can we keep this under wraps? It'd have been a Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Can you imagine the tapes we would hear on those people? They've tried everything. Stormy Daniels, where is she? Do I need to recap all this stuff? All these different things that we're going to do it. Wait till the IG report. Nothing. In fact, the IG report condemns them. They should be in prison. If the IG report was something about Obama, in other words, something done against Obama, people would be in prison. If half the things that were being said about what the Clintons did had been done by Trump, people would be in prison. We all know this. But nothing. And that's okay. That's okay. Your outrage is building. You know how an earthquake occurs? There's so much pressure on a tectonic plate. It wants one part of the plate wants to go one direction, the other part wants to go the other. And that pressure builds. And the longer that pressure waits, the worse the build. Well, what you're watching is pressure building so much that it's going to be cataclysmic when it finally breaks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.